To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Hi, and welcome to episode 5 of the Mouse Manners and More podcast. Today, we have Hannah.
Hi.
Morgan.
Hi.
Todd.
Hello.
Kristen.
Hello.
And Becky.
What's up?
What's like, what's up? Something you're calling every show, we don't have a different name.
So we're starting this episode off right now.
Gangsta style.
So this is our second episode of WDW 101. First episode, we just took a little bit of look at the general information if you're traveling down to Disney. This one, we're actually going to take you walking right down the middle of Main Street, USA. Magic Kingdom.
Please don't disconnect right now.
Why would they disconnect? That's going to be the best part of the show.
Let's hope not.
Golly.
So you're supposed to say not to quit our day jobs?
Exactly.
Why don't you guys just sit on your side of the table? We'll sit on our side of the table. How about that?
That's right. How we're sitting, though.
My gosh.
It's a rough crowd here.
This is tough. How are we going to get through Magic Kingdom like this, right?
Separately.
Let's split up. We'll let the girls go. And the guys will go do our... Don't think
no magic. Respect.
That's what you usually do.
Okay, let's go through Magic Kingdom.
So we're going to start from waking up in the morning, or for our family, waking up somewhere in the afternoon, to getting to the park, going through the whole entire park, and looking at each one of the shops, the rides, maybe what you want to do and what you don't want to do. So now, Todd, you were talking about waking up early, which I had no idea about, so you can take that over and...
Okay. Well, most of the time, Magic Kingdom on normal days opens at 9 o'clock. If you are staying on property and can do the extra magic hours, sometimes it opens at 8 a.m. So if you're staying on a property, one of the best ways to get to Magic Kingdom is going by bus. So it'll take you from your resort basically to the front door of the Magic Kingdom and drop you off there. Otherwise, you have to drive if you're driving your vehicle. If you're staying off property, you'll have to go through the follow signs to the Magic Kingdom. And you'll go to the Ticket and Transportation Center, the Transportation Ticket Center. And there where you will be have the option of boarding a boat or monorail. And on some rare occasions when it's extremely busy, they will also may furnish buses to take you to Magic Kingdom from the TTC.
And if that's the case, turn around and leave the park.
Okay, if you're going to the Magic Kingdom... Now, normal days, it's a good idea to, like I said, there's two options. Basically, the same time, whether you take the boat or the monorail to get from the TTC to the Magic Kingdom. One advice is take one in the morning and then take the other as you leave. That way you get the full Disney experience by water and by the highway in the sky. You know, once you get to the Magic Kingdom, you'll be going through the security checks. So anytime you have a bag, if you carry a backpack, camera bag, fanny pack, anything that you may be, you know, taking besides just yourself, you know, is subject to inspection by WDW Security. And you know, they do, you know, a very good thorough job of, you know, going through your stuff, make sure that, you know, bring anything into the park that you're not supposed to have into the park. You know, once you pass that, for those guests that don't have anything, there is, you know, generally in the middle section, you just kind of pass right on through. You don't have to go through the bag check. Generally, when you get to the park and get to the turnstiles, take a quick second and look and to see which lines are shorter. Typically to the left side, as a general rule in Disney World, the lines are shorter. Take a quick look and see where the shortest lines might be. That would be the quickest way into the park and have your park ticket ready. And you'll go through, present it to the automatic scanner.
It's just a finger scanner, right? It makes the connection between your finger and the ticket, right?
Yes.
Okay, can I stop you for a second and say this would be a huge manner thing? When you're going through security, make sure you have your purse or fanny pack or camera bag or diaper bag or cooler or whatever you're taking. Have it off of your body, opened and ready to go through the line so that you don't have to waste time taking it off your shoulder. We often wear things like over our head, across the shoulder. We take those off. Our fanny packs, we take them off, have them unzipped, ready to go through the security check so that you don't hold everybody up behind you. It's just a manner thing. It helps the lines keep moving and just, and like Todd said, when you get up to put your ticket in, have your ticket out. Don't have to dig through your wallet or your purse or whatever to get your ticket out. It's a manner thing. It helps the lines continue to move.
Get your ticket in. It's the biometric scan that connects your finger.
Oh, a fancy word. That's it.
That's what I was looking for. to that, to the ticket, to making sure that, you know, you are connected to that ticket and not trying to get in under somebody else's ticket. Mm-hmm. So you present that and you're into the park.
But don't, do kids have to do it or do they not do it?
It depends on how small you are.
Yeah, small
like
ones.
Five and under or like six or something.
It doesn't often read the smaller kids.
Yeah, sometimes for adults, usually it's usually your index finger. Sometimes they're smaller kids I have seen use their thumb.
Yeah.
But there are cast members there to, you know, let people in wheelchairs that go through or people's strollers. There are gates that will open and give you access if you're, you know, had to take something like that through.
Good photo op after you get out the ticket. Turnstiles.
Yes.
Right there in front. Right
in front of the
train station.
Yeah, right. Train station. That's where the big magical, the sign is. They typically have a Mickey head and flowers and stuff up there. And, you know, that changes depending on the season. And they decorate it differently for, you know, Halloween, October, Christmas, and December. But it's a good place to get that family photo, you know, starting off the day. They also have, because they're early enough, they have a pre-show to open the Magic Kingdom, usually about 8:45 on the days that they open at 9. And you'll have lots of characters come pull up in the train, song, dance, you get everybody going. Families will often be selected to help open the park. You know, it's a good thing to see if you haven't done that.
So now we're in the front of the park and we start to go. There's two entrances, one on the left side, one on the right side, where you go through, you can get your park maps. Lockers and stuff is on the right-hand side, right?
On the right side, yeah, for stroller rentals, wheelchairs.
Stroller rentals, you go under the...
I'm sorry, yes, it's under basically under the train station. It used to be on the right side, but they moved it. So It's under the train station, but the lockers are on the right side. You can also get the ECVs. So that's where you can get those. But yeah, you can also, once again, you know, you got a choice of left and right. So, you know, just kind of take a look and see maybe where the crowd is and go the opposite way. Usually, once again, the left is often quicker and easier to go through. It puts you out in the same square, town square area.
So when you come through, there's, on the right-hand side, there's the new meet and greet for Mickey Mouse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then on the left-hand side, there's the City
Guest
Hall.
Guest services, City Hall.
Fire station.
Well, which is now the home to the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom. In the back area, you got the barber shop. So if you want to go get a haircut, that's something that
Todd and Nathan are going to do next time we go.
An experience that you may want to do something different, getting a haircut at Disney. So they, you know, offer that on the days that they're open.
Only if they put glitter in my hair.
I'm sure they will if you ask.
I'm going to do it then. But at this point, there's really nothing that's going on in ride-wise. There's sometimes characters that are in the middle of town square, right?
Multiple characters, especially early in the morning when you first come in to kind of help alleviate the crowds. There's they'll be right there in the middle of the town square. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll have multiple characters. Like I said, Mickey Mouse is on the right, but they're just out there right by typically the statues of Roy and Minnie.
But so far, nothing in a ride, except if you turn around and you actually go up, get on the train, which will take you around certain places. But we can cover that later,
yes.
Right?
And if you go on further down Main Street, you see a bunch of shops and stuff. My personal opinion is skip all the shops in the beginning and go to the rides, because for me, the rides are more entertaining. Like, if it was my first trip, I wouldn't want to go through all the shops and then go to the ride, because I could spend an hour in the shop.
But also, if you have little kids, when they walk in that first, and when they come out of the train station and they see Goofy standing there or Pluto standing there, they're going to go crazy. You know, if that's their favorite character, they're going to go crazy and want to stand in line, see Pluto or Goofy or Donald or Daisy or whoever it might be. And there are formed lines. Disney does a really good job about forming the lines for the characters and keeping the characters safe. So you would have to stand in line. They do sell autograph books. You can take your own notebook. That's one good suggestion to save you some money. What you do need is a big fat pen so they can use to sign their little notebook, whatever it may be. They can't use a little normal size pen. They have to use like a big round Sharpie, or they also sell the pens at Disney, of course. But they do sell those there. One tip on those is if they stop working, you can take them back to the store and they will replace it.
But you can get those in your resort as well.
You can get those, yeah. So you can get them just about anywhere in Disney. But like I said, you can take your own notebook, your own little journal book or whatever you want to take. Just make sure you take a fat enough pen that they can use to sign it because they have a hard time with their costumes.
So going down Main Street still, so basically we just have shop, all designed kind of off of Walt's hometown, right?
Right.
Of Marceline, Missouri. Once you kind of round that corner, you have this opening presentation of Cinderella's Castle, right?
Yeah.
In front of you, which kind of leads you down the road.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, just the, you know, the visual of get your focus and concentration on the castle. And that's the Main Street, the main draw of the Magic Kingdom, the iconic structure of Disney.
Get your cameras out, right?
Exactly.
There's another place to take a picture. And it's one of those things, too. I mean, we're kind of going through this on your first visit, what you should do, maybe what you shouldn't do. But I think that you should definitely take a picture at the front when you're doing the railroad station, first getting in.
Right.
And then definitely right there. A lot of photo pass people there.
Yeah, that's something we need to talk about, this photo pass a little bit. You know, that is a free service, you know, offered by Disney. You know, you'll see photographers throughout the parks in different areas, even in downtown Disney, and they'll take your picture, you know, from your family in front of the iconic symbols of each, you know, of each park. So feel free to just walk up to them, ask them to take a picture. You'll let them take their picture. You get a little card, a little photo pass card. So what you do with that, you take that once you get back home, as they take that, corresponds their digital pictures to that card, and you can log on to the website and view your pictures. Now you can purchase those. That, you know, it is a separate purchase, so you can't, you know, get those for free. But also, some of the things that they're offering is a CD. You can purchase that before you leave, and you'll get a CD with, you know, as many pictures as you can take. And they will also, I know we've asked, you know, had pictures taken. They will also take your personal camera and take pictures as well. And you'll see these, you know, photographers, like I said, throughout the parks, many locations with the photo pass vest. So get those. Just walk up to, you know, ask them for a photo pass card. Sometimes in your packages, they'll send you photo pass cards. You can log on, subscribe that before you can go on your trip. Something to do. So.
And you know what the cool thing about that too is it stays on there for quite a while afterwards.
Right.
And it's almost like a memento that you, even if you don't buy it, you can actually go back and take a look at the pictures that, mm-hmm. that you've taken. I like that a lot.
And even in the rush of things, you need to stop and just look at the castle and look at everything that's around you mm-hmm. and take in the magic because that's kind of where it starts.
Yeah. That is Disney World. I mean, if you could have that one description as Magic Kingdom, looking at down Main Street, looking at the castle. I mean, that's what.
And a lot of people say that their trip doesn't begin until they see the castle.
One thing to stop them, if you go down Main Street, you know, sometimes it may be hard to pass the bakery in the morning.
We had never been there until this past time we went, and I will tell you, make a stop because it was really good. There's three of us. We split one cinnamon roll, and it was plenty of food for all three of us. It was huge, and it was really, really good. So if you're there at breakfast time and don't have any breakfast plans, that's a really good place to stop. You get a large amount of food, and you can feed your family and then go on about your day and hold off eating lunch for a little while.
Yeah. Or go a couple of things down and go to the ice cream place.
And then cross the street and go to Casey's Corner. Yeah. If all you want to do is eat.
If all you want to do is eat.
That's the eating tour of the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, right.
And then you have to go to the candy shop.
Yeah, something we just want to mention, we kind of forgot to mention, over in Town Square, that's where usually, you know, they do offer tours, different variety of tours in the Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. That's where you check in for those. The City Hall will be so be on the left side as soon as you go into the Magic Kingdom.
And then there's information that you can get there, too, just in case you get lost.
Exact
maps and all that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's also where the barber is. If you have a child that's young and they want to get their first haircut there, that would be really cool.
Oh, that'd be
cool. Yeah, like I said, Todd, they're not going to do that.
Yeah, did you just show up?
Yes. Sorry.
You were not paying any attention at all.
No, but it kind of aspect, though. I mean, that, you know, what a great place to have your child's first haircut is at Disney World.
If it's your first time going or your first time for your child going, that would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be.
And I'd like to throw one tip in there right here before you get out into the park is make sure everyone in your party knows that a place to meet if someone should get lost. You should always have that plan, especially with smaller children. We have always told Morgan when she was littler, you know, before she old enough to have a cell phone, always go to a cast member. And you can clearly tell the cast members in the park. So
just how do you do that, girls? How do you tell a cast member?
Well, usually you just go in a shop and you just find the people with the little tag that has Disney or has a picture of the castle on their little name tag.
Has their name and where they're from.
What color is the name tag?
White.
Yeah. That was one of my big fears with having an only child was losing her in the park with a mass of people. And it's very easily done because there is a mass of people and it's very easy to get separated. So just make sure you have that plan in place.
And if you had older children, like 5 or 6, they could still get lost and they don't have a phone. Have them try to remember one of their parents' phone numbers.
And that's another thing. If they can't remember a phone number, you can always put it in their, like, safety pin it to their pants, like inside their pocket or
shoe or somewhere.
Yeah, safety pin it somewhere, your cell phone numbers, and tell the child, I've safety pinned this here. If you should get lost, you go to a cast member and hand them this.
Like in their underwear?
Sure. Anywhere they can reach.
That's what I'm saying. See what my name is. But my name in my underwear.
Becky still makes me do that.
Oh, yeah.
In case I get lost.
Do you do that, Kristen?
She does that. Oh, you guys are laughing. Really? You put a cell phone number in his name and his drawers?
No, I could not find his way out of a paper bag.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I do not do that.
Does he wear urine?
Do you have your name with phone number?
I'm going to put your name on them. These are mine.
These are my underwear. If I lose them, call me at this number. It's like underwear GPS.
You are cutting this part out.
No, I'm not. This is going in. All right, so we get down.
Okay, moving along.
Main Street, USA, and we hit
the hub.
The hub, which is basically spokes and what do you call it? Center cap with spokes going out.
Yeah, just the wheel. I mean, that's where the partners statue is of Walt and Mickey. And it's right in front of the castle. And then you can disperse into whichever land you wish to start your day on.
So what land do you start out in?
We typically go to Adventureland first. We do our tour. We tend to capitalize and go in general clockwise.
Somebody's knocking on the door.
Yeah.
We actually started in Frontierland.
We just cut through Adventureland.
Yes.
Okay. He just doesn't realize that.
If you're going clockwise and you're going into Adventureland, what do you not want to miss? Because I know my first thing I don't want to miss is the freaking Dole Whip place, right?
Yes. Well, if you can get past the Dole Whip, then
you can't.
You can't. You have to have a stop and have a Dole Whip.
If you haven't had it yet, once you get over the wooden bridge, it's just a little ways up.
Yeah, on the right. Aloha Isle.
The skies have opened up, and there's one bolt of sunshine that's hitting that place. Go try it, right?
Yeah.
It's on the right.
Yeah. We waited 14 years before we had one, and we will never go a year without having them again.
You've never had a Dole Whip?
I've never had a Dole Whip.
She's got a sweet tooth, though.
I'm not a sweet.
Maybe they have some salt we can spread.
Now, there you go.
Go get you a Casey hot dog. Put a little mustard on it, and then put a little Dole Whip on the top of it, and it should be okay.
Ew.
What?
That mustard.
Now, they have
salt.
A Chicago dog now there, so.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, Dole Whips, that's one of those unique things to the Magic Kingdom. You can only find them two other places in Disney. You can find it at the Polynesian Hotel. Or to Vero Beach this past summer, and they had some Dole Whips there, so.
Which is not actually at Disney.
It's not at Disney World, but.
It's a Disney resort.
It's a Disney, yes. DVC resort.
So we're walking up Adventureland and we pass the Dole Whip, yes. Getting one.
Yes.
So what do we run into next that you guys like?
Well, you'd have to do Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, that's in the back. I mean, you come across...
The boat ride. Yeah, the boat ride.
Yeah, Jungle Cruise is the biggest headline attraction in Adventureland on the left. before you get to that, you get to the magic carpets of Aladdin. Mm-hmm. So it's
the same as Dumbo, only they're magic carpets.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's be honest.
It's a spinner. It goes around.
Yes, but there's a special camel that will spit at you.
There is a special camel that will spit water at you.
Yeah, so beware as you go around the magic carpets of Aladdin.
I thought you don't get wet by the camel.
You may or may not.
I have. No, you get wet in every water ride, though.
I've gotten wet at the camel that spits out in front of the Aladdin ride.
When you were on the ride? When you were on the ride?
No, when you're walking towards it, there's a big camel that spits out water. Usually right in the center.
And usually kids just stand there like... And they just stand there like arms and legs wide open so they get hit with water.
Mm-hmm. But there's shops around the Aladdin carpet ride that you can go in there and you can you can see. But I know we never really went into too many of those. It was like a surf shop and stuff. But basically the Jungle Cruise is the big thing to the left.
Right.
And that's like the quintessential old ride that's pretty funny.
It is really funny.
The boat captains and stuff on there are really funny with it, right?
Yeah. And then after the ride, you come out, and there's these little boats that you can put like a quarter or two in, and you can drive them. They're really, 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 really difficult.
So if it's your first time going, don't waste your quarter.
Just ride the big boats, not the little ones, right?
Exactly.
So you get up the stairs after you rode the wonderful Jungle Cruise, and then you're starting to walk down towards Frontierland. And on your right-hand side is the Tiki Room. Would you do the Tiki Room first time?
No.
No.
Is the Tiki Room that bad, Tinky?
It's not bad. It's just not something I'd waste my time on the first time.
The Tiki Room, to me, is something that I remember from when I was a little kid, and I like going to it just because of that, but it's really not that exciting.
Do you think that Zazu actually burnt the place down because he got so bored of being in there for a while?
Probably. And now it's worse than it was.
Well, it's the original.
I like the old one.
You mean the middle one?
I like the middle one, I do. I thought it was funner, more entertaining.
Mm-hmm. So keep on walking.
That's cool.
Keep on walking.
If you're there in the summertime, it's a good place to cool off.
That's
true.
Right.
Very true.
Yeah, if you want a place to sit and relax and cool off, that's a good place to do it.
Mm-hmm. So let's get out of the Tiki Room and let's go on down the road a little bit.
Okay. We see comes next is the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Everybody in the world has to do this one.
Yes.
Right. You've got to do it. It's on the left-hand side. You'll see the big flag on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes Jack Sparrow comes out and does little swordplay things with the kids.
It's really cool.
It is really cool, and if you're a Johnny Depp fan, it looks dead on him in there.
Yeah, it does.
It does. Mm-hmm. That's, again, I like the old one better. Just because I'm like a Disney.
Wow.
Sure. I like Johnny Depp too, but I like the old.
Who's also from Kentucky.
Johnny. Yeah, I like the old part too better. I like this one too. It's not much different. But that's my favorite ride. Still is, even with Johnny Depp.
It's good. It's an indoor ride. It's a boat ride. So you get in a boat. And there's like a little drop in it. Not too big.
Just about anybody could ride that ride.
Right. I mean, it's very safe. So.
Same thing with the Jungle Cruise. Same thing with the Tiki Room. Same thing with the Aladdin's carpet so far, right?
Right.
I guess that's what we kind of missed out on.
Mm-hmm. One thing we kind of missed, didn't tell really, is a Swiss Family
Treehouse.
Treehouse?
Doesn't matter.
And you can miss that too. You're not missing anything.
Unless you want to get your exercise in and climb a lot
of
steps.
That is the only thing. You climb a lot of steps.
It comes from such an old movie that not a lot of people know what it is anymore.
But you know, I got on there and walked all those steps, and then I got all the way down and said, well, what was I supposed to see? I'm down here where I started from again.
But it's in the shade for the most part.
Well, yeah.
So, but it offers some good views of the castle. So once you get up in some of those areas.
If you have 20 people behind you, you can't really see those good views because you need to keep moving.
Right. You know, things there, probably the two headliners to do there would be the Jungle Cruise and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Not to be missed.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And if you're hungry, Tortuga is right across from Pirates.
Yeah, and they have really good taco salads.
Yes, we had one that was very good. But it is seasonal, so sometimes it is closed.
Really?
I think most of the summertime months it's open, but sometimes in the winter time it may close down for a short period of time. So, and there are some seasonal counter services in the Magic Kingdom. So
they have a great bar that has
things that you can put onto your hamburger or your taco salad. They have the cheese, they have lettuce, tomatoes, mushrooms, onions, just extra yummy stuff to add to your food.
Let's keep on walking.
Okay.
Let's keep on walking. And then you come over on around to Splash Mountain.
Frontierland, the two major headliners of the park, Splash Mountain and Thunder Mountain. Splash Mountain is a log flume ride, so you board a log and send it around the adventures to one of an old Disney movie.
Briar Rabbit.
Song of the South with Briar Rabbit, Briar Bear, Briar Fox, and all the other Briar animals.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I've heard of it somewhat, but not really, but I really like the ride.
Be aware, though, there are a couple of drops that are in there that might not be for everybody.
Right.
Yes.
It's well-themed. Exactly what you were talking about, Morgan. It's well-themed. You go in there, it looks great. From the whole queue, from the start to the end, I think it's really nice.
But yeah, I was terrified Morgan would fly out of that boat coming down that last drop.
Becky was hoping for it for me.
I thought you were going to fly out.
You told me to stand up.
I think we know we're both going to be sitting flat. It's a fun ride. It's cute and adventurous.
Yes.
I only get wet. Well, some people get wet. Not much me anymore, but...
Kristen gets wet every time.
You still have plenty of times.
Yes.
We're going to make sure you get wet.
We're taking a bucket of water
someday.
But, I mean, there are portions of it where it is dark, but, lots of themes and lots of scenes inside, with a lot of audio animatronics. But the last drop is a doozy, and there are signs. So, if you're kind of scared of heights or a thing, it's about a 5-story drop. It is lasts 3 or 4 seconds at the most.
Mm-hmm. So, it doesn't feel that tall.
I'm terrified of heights, and it doesn't bother me.
It's a fun 3 or 4 seconds. Yeah. Until you get to the bottom, and you get soaked.
Then I get soaked.
No matter what. The only part that scares me is the part where you're going up the big hill, I think, and you see those two birds.
The vultures?
Yes. Those are the most creepy birds I've ever seen.
There's a good places around there to see people falling off that. Well, not falling.
No, nobody falls off it.
You got me in the whole mindset of me falling off of that thing.
There's a bridge. You can watch people come down.
Right. Now they got lap bars in them. The logs used to not have lap bars. Yeah, they do. They had little things that kind of pulled up.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
So it's a very good ride. So that's my personal favorite ride at the Magic Kingdom. So when you get off there, if you get wet, you can just go right straight across and go to Big Thunder Mountain and get dry. Roller coaster, a family roller coaster for kids and people kind of like me who don't like the really big thrill rides.
All outside. It's a really nice theme. Mm-hmm. There are some drops on it, but it's pretty easy to handle too, right? So we get out of there. And we start coming back. Because you're at the very end of Frontierland there. There's nowhere to go left. You got to go right. Yeah. You got to go back up and start going down the old street. Right.
Because at that point, you're about the farthest away from the front gate of the park. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, you're making your way back.
So you want to double back.
But a good tip on that is once you get out of Thunder Mountain and you start going back towards Splash Mountain, take that first left. It's kind of a little detour thing. Mm-hmm. Unless you want to keep on going up and then look at all the little shops and stuff in Frontierland on the right-hand side.
Right.
You can take that little bitty shortcut there. You can go back up to the main street.
And there's also Tom Sawyer's Island. That's over there on the left, too, if you want to do that.
If it's your first time and only time, don't bother.
Yeah. I mean, it's something to do. One cool, interesting thing about that is first thing on Tom Sawyer's day, every morning, they had paintbrushes on the island.
They still do that?
I think they do. I've not heard that they have discontinued that, so I'm assuming they still do. So, typically 4 or 5 different color. I think they're maybe yellow. But you can take the first couple boats over, do like a little mini scavenger hunt on the island. If you find one of those, take one to a cast member, and oftentimes you'll be rewarded with a fast pass to one of the rides, typically either Thunder or Splash.
Is that the way that they get people to actually come over to Tom Sawyer's
Island? I believe it is.
Find the paintbrush and get a fast pass or something else you want to go to.
But if you're like kind of a slower pace and just kind of get out of the crowds, the hustle and the bustle of the Magic Kingdom and away from the people, sometimes the ferry boats, you have to go take a boat over, obviously, to get there, since it is an island. Those can be a little crowded, like little keelboats, kind of. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's kind of a place to wind down and relax a little bit and kind of get away from things. And we'll have some quiet time over there.
You might want to ride that big riverboat. It's pretty cool, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, the way it looks and stuff.
Have you ever ridden it?
I've stood on it.
Never ridden it. I've just...
What?
The big ferry boat. We've never ridden
it. Well, as you get back around, that's where you come to. Yeah, it's Liberty Square. It's a Liberty Bell. Paddle boat.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. I rode it when I was little. I remember riding it, but I don't think I've rode it.
You've never ridden it.
Our family has never ridden it.
So if you go down the main drag of Frontierland,
mm-hmm.
the things on the right-hand side, there's really not much going on except for what Pecos Bill is there.
There's a restaurant at the Pecos Bill, counter service. So
and there's...
supposed to be really good food. Hamburgers
is
one of their specialties. So it's a good place to get a good burger.
Mm-hmm. And then the shooting gallery.
And one of the classics of
so would
magic.
You do that?
We did that last time.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah.
First time we've ever done it, but we said we were going to try it, and we did it. And
I even got you to shoot a
few things.
I even
shot, but it's so loud, you can't tell if you're the one shooting or somebody else is shooting. Because really, the only way you know you're shooting is you hear it. Right? I mean,
there's targets out there, and when you hit the targets, certain things happen. I won't kind of reveal that, but it's kind of interactive, so you're...
Don't the lights go out once you shoot?
But it costs like 50 cents or something, so...
Yeah. But we can't pass up Country Bear Jamboree.
Oh.
That's one.
Yeah,
that's
one. Yeah, can.
You can.
Are
they going to refurbish that? Aren't
they
doing something with
it? I think so.
Let's hope.
Oh,
it was
please.
Really bad last time we went.
And plus, when you had the family in front of you.
With a crying child?
With the crying child.
Hey. Yeah.
And then they share a dog bone.
It was like a Rice Krispie treat. And then
people
the baby,
dog bones
the mom,
bears?
And the like 6-year-old girl were wanted to bite the baby slobbered all over it.
What kind of family were you around? My gosh, people eat dog
bones.
Dad
almost ate it, but he didn't want it.
Wouldn't he stick it in his mouth and then take it out?
And they were really loud while the whole show was going on. That's another manner thing, people.
Yes.
Be quiet while the show is going on. I don't care what show you're in. Be quiet. There's people around you that want to see the show. Yeah. You know, that could have been somebody's first time seeing that show, and they may have really loved it.
You need to have the mentality that it's just like being in a movie theater.
Exactly.
You turn your phones off. Be quiet.
Yeah.
If you need to get up, take somebody up, and take them out.
Take them out.
It's like you're in church. Take the crying baby out.
Yes.
Disrupting
please.
Everybody. Or the preacher myself.
That's one of those things, you know.
Take the crying baby out.
You know, if you're an older person, it's something that, you know, it's one of the classics that's been there for forever. You know, go see it. You know, if you're pressed for time, I would probably pass it by.
Yeah.
Yes.
So and if you're looking for something to do, maybe go back and do it, but otherwise.
And if you're.
There's usually not a long wait, though.
No.
It's never.
Yeah. But it, like I say, it's inside, and once again, if it's the middle of August and you're about to melt, go in and sit down for a good place to cool off as well, so.
So anytime we say good place to cool off, that means, you might want to skip it.
If you're debating between Country Bears and Splash Mountain, go ride Splash Mountain 3 times.
Yes. So we keep on going down the street for Frontierland, and we actually start to run into Liberty Square, right?
Mm-hmm.
Country
Liberty
Bears
Tree Tavern.
Liberty Tree Tavern.
If you're hungry,
go to there and get the pot roast.
Mm. Yes, it is so good.
What'd you get?
The freedom pasta.
Wow, you woke up.
That was yummy, too.
Wow.
She let me taste it. That was yummy, too.
Yeah, that's good. So a good place to eat. We keep on going down. We see...
But you have to have reservations there. You can't just walk up.
Yeah, it is a sit-down restaurant.
Yeah,
so
it's a sit-down.
One of the few in the Magic Kingdom, so but very good place.
And it's one of our favorites.
I highly recommend it. The pot roast will melt in your mouth.
Yeah.
Tortuga tortilla. This episode is provided by Tostitos. Tortuga Tavern and Pecos Bills are not, though. You don't need a reservation for those.
Yes,
correct. There's counter service, walk up. And,
okay.
Yeah.
So that's Casey Corners.
So I backpedaled a little bit, so I got to go forward again.
Okay.
So we go past Liberty Tree Tavern. We see some stakes on the left-hand side that people can stick their heads through and get a photograph there.
Right.
And then on the right-hand side, we see a little bit of shops, and then there's also this... Liberty Bell is there, which may be a good place to see to get a photo. And there's also, what is it, like the oldest tree?
The Liberty Tree.
Liberty Tree, which right. is like the oldest. What's the story behind that?
Remember, it was a tree that was, it's a live tree, and they grafted two trees together.
That's right.
And then they brought it, it was physically where Epcot was. So they moved it and put it into the Magic Kingdom and built it up. Something we didn't talk about, Magic Kingdom is actually a two-story park, if you will. You know, all the rides and shop where all the guests are at is basically on the top level or second level. What they call a utilidor underneath, which is how the cast members getting back and forth to the different shops and places unseen without walking through the middle of the park. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, it's basically set in a planter, but it was two trees that were grafted together. So that's one of the, they got, you know, the lanterns hanging in the tree representing the colonies. So, you know, it's a good place for history. You know, if you're taking your child and want to get, you know, of course you're on vacation, we'll do lots of fun things, and it is vacation, but you can also, Liberty Square, you know, basically history of the country. Mm-hmm. You know, can talk about the Liberty Bell and talk about the lanterns hanging in the trees and what they represent mm-hmm. and things of that nature. So, you know, it is educational as well.
So we keep on going. There's some shops around there, and then there's Becky's favorite place to go, which is the Hall of Presidents.
Yes. No, it's not. The Haunted Mansion, maybe.
I'm not there yet.
Well, it's not the Hall of Presidents.
I'm at the Hall
That's
of Presidents.
A place to take a nap. Cool off, take a nap.
Once again, another place to cool off.
But the animatronics. What's wrong with my mouth today? Is that right?
Yeah.
The animated people.
The wax people.
They're not made of wax. They would melt in Florida. Some kind of
air dirt. Conditioned in there.
Let's just make them.
That'd work.
Let's just make them out of cake batter. Let's just do that. Make them melt. So anyway, you go in there. It's actually, I think it's pretty cool.
It's, I like it. We went a couple years ago.
I've never been. I don't think, and I don't really want to go. But yet, I'm a 12-year-old girl who does not like history, so that may say something.
Hope your history teacher isn't listening to this.
But it's educational. It basically has all the presidents of the United States. They all move and some talk and do different things. So it's educational as well, but a good place to kind of cool off.
Which in this case, right, asterisk, the place that you would skip if you're going the first time.
There. If you're going for the first time. And if you're going for the first and only time, skip it.
Yes. Watch it on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Unless you're a history buff.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like you're a big history person, you know, the place to go.
So let's walk on down the street.
And then you get to Becky's favorite place.
The Columbia Harbor House?
No, that's one of my favorite. The Haunted Mansion. Oh, they're the right Haunted across Mansion. From each other.
Oh, that's right. So you can get some fish and then get the fish scared out of it.
Which the Columbia Harbor House has some really good food.
They do. It's like excellent.
I like their fish.
Fish and the shrimp. Shrimp's good.
Yeah,
they have really good food.
Chowder soup.
Chowder's good.
Very good.
And we found out a couple of years ago that it's fun if you go upstairs and get a seat where the windows are because you can watch people walking around. And
you know, I, for the longest time, didn't realize they had the upstairs.
Yeah.
Or maybe I knew they had upstairs, but I didn't know it was open. That's one. Isn't there a bathroom up there? I think there's a bathroom up there. It's the secret bathroom of Magic Kingdom.
Not a secret anymore.
Yep. Sorry.
Shh. Oops. Well, we'll be standing in line next time.
Thanks a lot. That was only John I like to go to in the Magic Kingdom. I can't go anymore. So if you go to the Haunted Mansion, classic ride. Everybody should ride it. It's not really scary. Really? You don't like it?
I'm not a scary person. I don't like the dark. I don't like anything scary. I don't like bats. I don't like anything creepy. But I do like the active gut walk through the queue.
The new interactive queue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is one of Hannah's favorite rides. So.
Yeah, tell us why you like it. You can take all kinds of
that ride too.
Now, Hannah, isn't this the ride that, what was the bet you and Morgan had? Let Hannah tell us.
If I rode the Tower of Terror, she had to ride the Haunted Mansion, and it took her like 1 or 2 trips.
That's not my fault. She forgot about it, so I wasn't going to mention.
So what do you like about the Haunted Mansion?
I think it's themed really well, and I like kind of the scary stuff. And I like how it's a house. And it's not just like a building that you go into. And it's like a house.
Mm-hmm. I like the Haunted Mansion too. It's not because it's scary or anything. It's just because I like it. I think it's cute.
Ghosts are cute?
Well, I just think it's cute. I think it's well put together for a Halloween kind of themed ride. Mm-hmm.
And it's, if you could pick one ride, you know, pick one person that's never ever been to Disney World and say this, you know, you can ride one ride that represents what Disney World is in terms of, you know, the attention to detail, a classic ride, family ride. I mean, I think I would pick the Haunted Mansion. I mean, it's a little thrilling. You know, you're in a dune buggy. You go upstairs and downstairs and turn, but it's not nothing, you know, anybody can ride. It may be scary to, you know, small children. You know,
I wouldn't recommend it for, like, 3-year-olds or 4-year-olds, and especially if they get scared easily.
Right.
Like, when I was little, I could get scared easily, because when I rode that, the last time I rode it was with Hannah with the deal we made, and that's just because when I was little, we were sitting in the dune buggy, and my dad was next to me. In the little mirrors, I think, a ghost was sitting where I was. So it took my whole picture out. So I got mad. So that's why I did not ride it. Again.
I wonder where she gets that from.
I don't know.
I was mad at the ghost for replacing me. So instead of him, which I'd rather replace him, because I like looking at myself in the mirror.
Okay. She gets that from you.
Fine.
It's a classic. I mean, you think of Imagineering, what Disney World, like I said, what it is, what it represents, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. So we get out of it and we go down the road a little bit and we take a lift. We hang a Louie.
And then it's everybody's favorite, right? It's a small world after all.
Oh, wait, we forgot the presidents.
No, we've gone past.
Did you fall asleep again?
What about the Christmas store?
Who cares?
And then there's the store where you can get your heritage symbol.
Are you kidding?
Did I just get here?
Yes.
Yay! I've arrived.
Wow, you're back in episode 3.
What?
Okay, so we take a lift. And we're going up the street, and there's probably some pole that you really like to look at that we've passed. So
yes, I love looking at poles.
we get to
Fantasyland. And the first thing you come to on their left is?
It's a small world after all.
Please don't bite off after this, too. Please.
Now, when our families get to this part, we actually do act like this. So it gets goofier and goofier as we go through the whole entire Magic Kingdom, right?
Yes.
But once again, that's another classic Disney ride that you know, came out of the World's Fair with Walt. So it's a very old ride. But one thing I think you would try to do. You know, would be on my must do, but you know, it'd be probably one of the top things that you would want to try to squeeze in, especially if you got kids and stuff.
The ride is, it's a small world. You hear it a lot, at least once, about it's a small world.
And your mother sings it to you a lot.
But you know what? In the grand scheme of things, it is a small world. And we should all be as one, and we should all get along. And so that's kind of what this ride is about. All these different nations meshing together and
getting along.
Yeah, and getting along. That's
that really touched my heart.
I'm glad. But that's, I mean, we talked
Todd's crying.
You know, at the very end of the ride, it gives you all the different languages and how to say goodbye. It's just kind of a neat ride to do at least once.
You know, Grandma, Grandpa can get it up to, you know, the smallest child, so.
Mm-hmm. And it's definitely wheelchair accessible.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Exactly. Yeah. So.
Yep. So we get out of Small World. Hopefully not hearing anybody singing again. You want to sing it again?
No, that's okay.
So after you get out, right across the way from it is Peter Pan.
Peter Pan!
And there's usually a long wait for that.
Long wait. Yeah.
Right. I mean, because you come into what the Disney calls a dark ride, so you're sitting inside some kind of motorized vehicle, going around looking at scenes and stuff. But this is, Peter Pan's unique to the other dark rides.
Because you're kind of flying over the...
Yeah, you're suspended. You're suspended from above instead of on the ground. So, but yes, it's usually a very long line. But it's one of those...
But it's also one of the rides that has the fast pass.
But that's one of my favorite rides.
I love doing it, and I would wait for it.
Okay, so then after Peter Pan, there's a little shop. Can you girls tell us about the shop?
I can tell you about the shop.
It's got lots of poo.
You're gross.
It does.
We're not even at Winnie the Pooh yet.
We're talking about
Winnie the Pooh.
We're just going
The shop across from...
Around the corner.
Like, if you get there early in the morning, you can go to that shop and you can ask a cast member, is Tinkerbell up yet? And then if they say no, you can actually wake up Tinkerbell. And she flies around the room.
So that's kind of a neat thing for girls, for little girls.
Right.
Especially ones that love Tinkerbell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, then you see what?
Feel of Magic.
On the right hand side.
3D.
Yeah. Feel
of Magic. I like that show.
Feel of Magic.
I do. I think it's a must do for a person that's there the first time. I don't think it's necessarily one that's
going to
cool off.
Right.
It's not a cool off ride.
No.
But it's 3D.
It's a theater.
It's like 4D, right?
It's 4D.
Yeah. I think it's a pretty cool ride.
Yeah. It's kind of a composition of lots of Disney films and characters and things like that. So it's very cool. I'd probably be the... If I had to pick a ride in Fantasyland for an adult to do, that's what I would do.
It's not really a ride, though.
No, it's not a ride. It's a show.
Yeah. But it's something that it's for everybody, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kids or old adults or anybody. So if you get out of PhilharMagic, we have to have a little moment of silence for the Scary Adventures of Snow White.
Why? I'm sorry, Jess.
Can we just have a little respect for a ride that...
Snow White
for a princess, come on.
Snow White creeps me out, I'm sorry.
She does.
I love the dwarfs, though.
Huh?
I love the dwarfs.
Well, let's have a moment of silence for the dwarfs. Ready, set, okay. So what... Oh, you're going to...
The old witch lady creeps me out when she turns around and she's like creepy. She's like old and wrinkly.
See?
She's probably in an incinerator somewhere or in a trash can now because they got rid of the ride.
Oh.
You know what's going to be in there now? It's like a princess thing now, isn't it? Princess meet and greet?
I think so.
Oh.
So if we go on down the corner, then you can take a right and you
what about the carousel?
You forgot the Cinderella's carousel.
I'm going to the right.
We're getting there.
But it's right across from the PhilharMagic.
And Snow White.
It's right behind the castle. Okay, let's do the carousel. So what's special about the carousel? Y'all like to ride the carousel?
What's special about the carousel, Hannah?
I learned this because of one day I was princess of the day, but the cast member said one of the ponies on there is Cinderella's. So if you ask the cast member who's, like, running the ride, what's Cinderella's horse and what's, like, Prince Charming's horse, they'll take you to it and maybe they might take you to it and show you.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Because it has a special designator on it. Or it's different from the other horses. And what's in front of the carousel? Between the carousel and the Cinderella Castle that y'all like to do? Based on another Disney movie, try to pull something.
Oh, you pull, yeah, you try to pull the sword out of the stone.
Did you just pull the sword out of the stone?
I think she did.
Out of the glass, maybe, but not the stone.
That's something to try to do.
Yeah. It's pretty neat. I've never seen anybody actually pull it out of the...
I have.
Yeah.
Me and my cousin went, I tried, then he tried, then I tried again, then he tried again. Then this little girl came up. She pulled it out of the stone. And then me and my cousin told my parents, we loosened it up for her.
So it's closely guarded Disney secrets of how all that works.
So let's take a little shortcut into the castle. Into the castle, there's Bippity Boppity Boutique on one side. There's the Cinderella's Royal Table on the other side of it. Inside of it, there's all these tiles that actually tell the story of Cinderella.
Mosaic, huh?
Yeah.
So let's back out of there. We'll go down the street past the carousel, which you guys really wanted me to try to include.
Yeah, but if you... On a side note, if you have a little girl who just absolutely loves Cinderella, you should really try to get a meal at the Cinderella's Royal Table.
Best thing to do would be go to Bippity Boppity Boutique and then go to Cinderella's
Table. Yeah. You do royal, you can do breakfast, you can do lunch, you can do dinner. And it's one set price. Again, you need a reservation for that, and you need a reservation 180 days out. So make that reservation 180 days out or you will not get it.
Breakfast is one of the hardest reservations in all of Walt Disney World to get.
Yes.
So you need to 180 days out at 7 a.m. exactly.
Call. And if you have two phones, call on both phones. We had, seven or eight phones going between our families.
Wow.
Todd.
Tried for 3 or 4 days and finally, on the third or fourth day, got it.
Todd finally was the one that got it for six people. There were 11 in our group. Six people for breakfast. And it just so happened that there were only three little girls. And so the moms and those little girls went and everybody else kind of stayed back. But,
you just stand out the window and hoping that people would throw you some food out of it?
Yeah. No, I went. But it was really good. It was fun, and the girls really enjoyed it. I mean, that's something you might want to do if you have a little girl who just absolutely loves Cinderella.
You get to meet Cinderella when you actually go on Cinderella's Royal Table, too, which is nice.
Cinderella. And you get to meet a couple other princesses also.
Mm-hmm. And Cinderella is included in your package.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So let's back out of the Cinderella's castle on the back side of it. Now, if you really wanted to take a shortcut, you could go to the left or you could go to the right, and you'd end right back up to the hub. Right. Pretty close to it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to turn around and we're going to go past the carousel and we're going to go straight on up. Pinocchio's Village Haas is to the left.
Right. Which they have good pizza.
Yeah, good pizza. You can actually, if you get the right kind of seat, you can see Small World.
It's attached to it. It's a Small World. So you can kind of wave, sit there and eat and wave at the people as they go into it. It's a Small World.
Hold up your pizza and say, hey, are you hungry?
Yeah.
Can't have this. You're going into Small World.
Yeah.
So you keep on going down, and then to the right, there's a gift shop for Winnie the Pooh, and then there's Winnie the Pooh the Ride.
Right.
Right. So you can go in there. There's a little interactive queue. That's for little kids and people of all ages, but it's one of those rides that's...
If your child likes Winnie the Pooh, do it.
Yeah.
What if they don't like Winnie the Pooh?
Then don't do it.
So we're out of Winnie the Pooh, and we're going straight again away from the castle.
And then you come to the dreaded teapots.
Hannah.
I love teapots!
What about the teapots?
You spin until you're sick.
Yeah!
You don't actually have to spin it really fast. It will spin with you, right? But you don't have to spin
not very much.
So now, Hannah, who does Morgan have to ride the teacups with?
Me and you. Her and her dad.
Yes.
And you.
Yeah, and me. But they're the teacup trio because the rest of us will not do it.
You guys sit outside of the daggone ride and you make fun of us.
You think it'll spins in circles makes me sick. So.
Yeah.
So let's get out of the teacups.
Thank you.
And then, no problem. And then we're going to take a left because we're going to go down into the new Fantasyland.
New Fantasyland, yes. Yeah. Yes.
So let's let him. What about the Dumbo ride? I know you're awake. You just talked about the teacups.
It's an elephant. And he flies. And there's water under you. And he has big ears.
Yeah, there's two of them now. There's going to be one spinner. Now there's a dual spinner.
And Nathan, what do you need to say about the peanuts?
They're not real.
Don't eat them.
They're not real. So.
Oh, they're not real. So don't worry about it. There's
okay.
Okay, so then we go to...
What's the next ride next to Dumbo? The Great Goofini. It's a kid roller coaster. It's a good way to get introduced to your child to roller coasters. So it's not too bad. Or even if you have people like me who don't like thrill rides, that's how I kind of got introduced.
Good theming, though.
Yeah, it is.
When they changed it from the Barnstormer to the Goofini, it's nice.
Same ride, they didn't move it. Basically, they changed the queue. The entrance is now the exit, and the exit is now the entrance.
Yeah.
So.
Isn't it? I didn't really realize that until you said it. So yeah. It's crazy.
It's changed theming and different things around the ride, but the gist of the ride is still the same length. So, overall, good ride.
Mm-hmm.
And I would suggest riding both of those rides at night. Because one, me and Morgan rode the Great Goofini last time, and we rode it like 3 times in a row.
We went on it once, and then the lady said, like, other people got out, and we were close to getting out, but we were too busy laughing, I think, or something. And then the lady said, well, you can stay on it again. So we did. We were in the very back, and nobody else was in front of us. That was pretty cool, though.
Yeah. And the second reason is to ride Dumbo at night because it, like, gets all lit up and stuff. Yeah, and it's really cool. Pretty.
It is.
So once you get off the Great Goofini, you can keep on going straight down there, and you run into the train station, and you can get on that train and end up back to Main Street USA if you want to. But we're going to turn around, and we're going to go past Dumbo again, and we're going to take a left. And what we run into there is the Speedway.
Woo! I love the Speedway! Especially when Hannah's not going fast enough and I run into the back of her.
Yeah.
Good ride for everybody, though.
Mm-hmm. I've never done it.
Never done it? Mm-mm. Well, I mean, young kids are really cool to take. It's really dumb.
Don't waste your time.
Don't waste your time.
I hate that ride.
But if you got a little kid that actually really wants to kind of drive a car, that's a perfect way to get them in there and let them actually drive it. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
If you have a little bitty kid, you really need the adult to push the gas pedal because those kind of gas pedals are hard.
Yeah, they are hard to push. Yeah.
My favorite one to see, because, you know, I just watch usually, was Hannah and Morgan and another Morgan all squished in one car, driving the one car. Aww. That was really
fun. And then I was pushing the gas pedal, and I was yelling at Hannah to go faster with the gas pedal.
How'd that work out for you?
And she was in the middle, and I was farthest away from the gas pedal. So I don't know how that happened, but then she wouldn't take over the gas pedal. We were just laughing the whole time.
We're the girls.
So we're technically in Tomorrowland, right? Because it's the Tomorrowland Speedway.
Yeah.
So if we get out of...
If you go across from the Speedway is the big restaurant with...
Yeah, Cosmic Rays.
Cosmic Rays.
Yeah, just to back up just a couple steps back in the Fantasyland. You know, that's the big project in Walt Disney World right now. So it is expanding. Things are opening up. You know, those Casey's Juniors, we kind of... skipped over a little bit, but it's a good place for kids to let their hair down and kind of get wet and cool off during the summertime. And it's a little splash and soak area for kids. But there are things coming in Fantasyland, opening up, other rides. Ariel's going to have a ride back there.
Why did that not get mentioned before?
That's why I wanted to back a couple of steps.
Yeah, I had to back up. I had to mention Ariel. Gaston's Tavern be our guest. Restaurant will be opening up later in 2014, the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. So that will be the last ride to open up. So just kind of watch for dates there. And there are supposed to be some opening dates later on in 2012 in December. Yes.
Okay, so now we're back in Tomorrowland.
Back in Tomorrowland. The Cosmic Rays and...
Well, Hannah used to love, when she was young, she used to love to watch Cosmic Ray play. He's like a...
animatronic alien figure.
He's animatronic alien dinosaur-looking guy.
He looks like the big Muppet. He kind of looks like the Muppet, the big Muppet. I can't remember his name.
He's just cute. He plays music. What do you think about him?
He kind of looks like Barney.
Yeah, kind of.
But he's not purple.
No, but he's fun, and he makes jokes, and he plays a few tunes, and you can have your typical burgers and hot dogs there.
We didn't hear that at all, Kristen.
And then, don't we come up to the Blue Train ride, Hannah's favorite?
Yeah.
Or that, or the Carousel of Progress, Hannah's other favorite.
No. Blue Train Ride. What's it really called? We call it the Blue Train Ride. Because that's what Hannah called it when
Tomorrowland
she was five.
Transit Authority. Transit Authority.
TTA.
Yes. Yeah.
AKA the People Mover.
That's a fun ride because it travels kind of through a couple of different places.
Like, Space Mountain.
Buzz Lightyear.
If your kid doesn't know if they want to ride Space Mountain or not, you can always put them on the People Mover or the Blue Train Ride. And they can look and see and hear people screaming and stuff.
And then they know they don't want to do that.
It's just a flat ride.
Yeah.
It's flat, relaxing. It's not really fast.
Well,
we got the rocket.
Oh,
Astroboarder. My not favorite ride ever. Especially when Hannah's driving the little spaceship.
So you take an elevator and you go all the way up. To basically, it's almost like a Dumbo ride. Get in there, and it's like spinner, right?
It's kind of like one story, stuff,
right? It can be a little bit exciting, a little bit scary too, right? Mm-hmm. You get on there and you go around.
Especially when Hannah's driving the spaceship.
It's a good ride to get a nice view of the park at night, especially.
It's not a good ride.
It spins, so I would want to go on it again. I went on it one time, but
exactly.
So
I feel the same way.
What about Space Mountain? I mean, that's the. It's one of the other headliners of the park. Next to Cinderella Castle, probably the second most iconic structure in the park. Dome over Space Mountain. It's a roller coaster inside.
Well worth it if you like thrill rides.
If you like it. It's like I said, it's pretty much totally in the dark.
But it's well themed. You go up, they put a little new game in there, and you stay in the queue, and you get on there. And then coming out is kind of neat because you're on that belt. Yeah. Well worth it if you like thrill rides.
Right.
It is a good ride.
It is a roller coaster. Definitely.
It is.
Not a,
it is.
But it's a slow roller coaster.
Slow-ish.
Okay, you can go on it with us the next time.
I've been on it. And, I mean, it doesn't move as fast as Everest or...
Really?
Really. It's slow.
28 miles an hour. Yeah. But it's, like I said, it's in the dark, so it seems a lot faster.
No, you
so you can't anticipate where you're going, those next curves and stuff. So
turns and dips and all that.
Turns and dips. It's really compact. You're in a single line, so
the car is
single. So you're not sitting next beside somebody. So, for the smaller children, you'll have to either, sit your sneaking behind them. I mean, of course, there's a harness in there. You don't go upside down or anything, but, there's dips and turns and stuff. So something to, think about.
It's three per car, is that
three
right?
Three per car and two cars attached. So a total of six people in your little train, I guess, if you will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it dumps you out. We haven't talked. There's a couple of stores that are around there. There's also a restaurant underneath where the TTA is, right? I think that's a hot dog stand or something. There's it's a little quick service. So we go out, and then there's Carousel of Progress that's on your left-hand side. So you come out of the Space Mountain, and then
to the left,
you're coming to this Carousel of Progress, Buzz Lightyear, Monsters, Inc., Stitches. And we skipped over your favorite ride, which is the Carousel of Progress.
It is not my favorite ride.
It's Hannah's favorite ride.
It's not my favorite ride.
We've never rode it.
We've never done it, and we probably never will.
Yeah.
We did it five times in a row.
Not
by
choice.
It wasn't of our choosing.
Not by choice.
Just come around Buzz Lightyear. That's a good interactive.
Yeah, that is
it's a
really
little
good
game, you play and with two people and you shoot
ride.
Things and lasers and stuff and very very nice like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there is one thing in there that if you get motion sick,
don't turn.
There's
around.
One little tunnel in there. Yeah. I say do turn around. Make sure you go through it backwards so that you're not looking at all those lights coming at you.
Maybe that's a ride through that you need to do.
Close your eyes, go through it backwards so that you're not watching those lights.
So when you get out of there, you come up, and then on the left-hand side is Monsters, Inc., the laugh floor.
Right.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's almost like a show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You go into a theater, and then it's like a screen where the characters of Monster, Inc. come out and actually interact with the audience doing jokes and stuff.
Right. So be careful where you sit.
That's really cool.
You may be part of the show.
Yeah, you can be part of the show.
Yeah. That's well worth it. I don't think that's a thing that you should go in there and get cooled off on. I think that's a well worth sitting in and experiencing at least once.
Yeah, very funny. So
unlike the next ride when you get out and you go across the way of Stitch's Great Escape. This is another theater type ride.
Yeah, kind of a theater in the round, kind of, if you will.
You sit down in a seat, and then this strap comes over your shoulders.
Right. Right.
They can actually push down pretty hard.
Right.
It's a dark ride, too, right? That can be a little bit scary to kids.
Loud, I think, too.
Yeah, it is.
It's been several years since I've rode it, so. But that's.
It could be a couple of years more, and
yeah.
You're not messing out on too much.
It used to be the Alien ride.
Right.
And they changed it to the Stitches ride, but it's kind of the same thing, but it's Stitch now. But,
Yeah, I'll see how it's hanging on.
No.
I mean, you ever see it's a real crowded day in a park, you know, it's a people eater, you know, to some extent.
Hey, it's a place to go cool off at.
It's a place to go cool off. So. But now
it's
not only must do if you're probably killing time and trying to do something, maybe go check it out. But not only must do or want to do for me personally.
So if you.
I kind of don't like loud noises, and that ride is really loud. And I have to close my ears on Space Mountain, and I have to close my ears on that ride because it's really, really, really loud.
So you get out, and we're pretty much done with Tomorrowland then. And we're pretty much done with the whole entire Magic Kingdom, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just a few other things. During the day, there are parades. They have some daytime parades down Main Street. There are a couple of shows in front of Cinderella Castle on the fort. There's a stage in front of it. So at different times throughout the day, they'll have shows out there. So you can check that out. There are up and down Main Street. You can ride a horse-drawn carriage. You can ride a double-decker bus sometime.
Which is pretty cool. We did that one morning. Morgan and I got there early and rode the double-decker bus, which we had never done before. So it was really neat. It was something different.
And we can't forget Todd's favorite part.
Ice cream shop?
No.
Sorry.
Wishes.
Yes, yeah, so that's good too. I mean, so after you've been in the Magic Kingdom, you did all the rides and you've tasted the food, the variety of foods that the Magic Kingdom has to offer. The two closing finales of the day is the parade. Currently, it's an electrical Main Street parade, although that will be going away sometime, I think, in not too distant future. And Spectral Magic will be coming back. So, but it's a nighttime parade no matter what. You know, electrical lights. You think Disney, it's one of the things you think about is a nighttime parade. You know, who doesn't love a parade? So everybody from kids to adults, nice, you know, visually pleasing lights at night in the park. You know, that's one of my favorite times in the parks is at night. And then my favorite show of all the nighttime shows at Disney is Wishes, the Fireworks Spectacular.
Can't miss that.
You can't miss that. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things you do, you know.
You do need to see it once. Tinkerbell flies, and I'm of the mindset. However, if you see one firework, you've seen them all. So.
But it's seen. They have music playing to, you know, theme. It's just, they're telling a story. Has the interaction of, you know, character voices. And it's just, you know, it's one of those, once again, it's one of those things, it's Disney. It defines Disney. It's just, you know, what they have, the show. I just love it.
It's well done. Well made, well produced.
It is.
Also, the Magic Memories in You, the new Castle show.
Too, yeah.
Oh, that is neat.
And that's a must do as well.
Right. And that's being rethemed, and it's going to have a new title on it as well. But it's some new technology that Disney's, using. Basically, of throwing different shapes and pictures, and even they take pictures of the people around the park throughout the day, and they can throw their picture on top of the castle, and I think they also do that among It's a Small World after all as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very neat.
The fireworks are very loud, and I have to close my ears. So if you don't like the loud fireworks, then still see it, but close your ears or bring earplugs.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it is.
Earplugs.
I mean, especially, you know, people, you know, have maybe sensitive to noise, you know, especially like little children and stuff, you know, they may be kind of apprehensive as well. You know, because I remember seeing the fireworks when I was younger, and, you know, just like fireworks, you know, sky was lit up everywhere. Not a bad view, you know, from different areas of the park. The main focus seems to be right at the end of Main Street, so typically where the crowd tends to congregate right there, so it can be really crowded right there at the end of Main Street. I mean, it really is the best optimal view. But some other places, the good places to watch are from the train station at the entrance of the park in Main Street, USA. That's a good place to watch. You can go up to the second story, or actually the third story, on top of the train station and watch the fireworks from up there. But, you know, you can also see them from Tomorrowland, Fantasyland. But then when it's over, that's when the mass exodus starts.
So sit on a bench and wait.
And if you sit on a bench and watch people leave, you can still enjoy the magic of the Magic Kingdom for another half hour to an hour.
Yeah, just sit on a rest and take a deep breath and just kind of collect your memories of the day. And
enjoy it. Because it is coming to an end.
Right. Because usually the shops stay open an hour, at least an hour after the park closes. Mm-hmm. So you have that time to shop. If you haven't had a Casey's Corner hot dog, grab one if they're still open.
Yeah.
Or if you haven't had a Mickey's Head ice cream, grab one of those.
Directly across the street's the ice cream parlor, so that's a good place to
just
grab.
Just sit on a bench and wait, and then...
People watch.
Yeah, people watch. You'll have a much easier time getting to your evening destination.
Then you can shop your way out of Main Street, hit the stores.
Transportation is open an hour after the park closes, too, back to your hotel.
So it's much easier if you let the masses leave, and then you leave, and you may have the bus by yourself, or the boat by yourself, or the monorail by yourself.
Right. All right, so I think that wraps it up for our WDW 101 of the Magic Kingdom, our walkthrough. So we hope you enjoyed it, and thank you so very much for listening. If you got any other tips or tricks that you'd like to let us know about, our contact information is in the show notes. And again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I hope all your dreams are magical.